Welcome to The Kaleidoscope, a podcast dedicated to you becoming the CEO of your health. Finding a quality probiotic can be a challenge. I know firsthand. I've gone through at least a dozen different probiotics and I was never satisfied with the outcome. That changed when I found Just Thrive. Just Thrive has been an outstanding company that has put years into producing a high-quality probiotic. Just Thrive probiotics are spore form and contain a patent strain called Bacillus indicus HU36. The spores in Just Thrive have been successfully used to enhance digestive health in the pharmaceutical market for over 50 years. Don't just take my word for it. There are over thousands of five-star reviews talking about how amazing Just Thrive is and how it's helped them with their gut health. For my listeners today, head on over to justthrive.com and use the promo code COLITIS to save 15% on all your orders. So in today's episode, I want to talk about the three foods or three types of foods that you should be avoiding, especially when you have GI issues. Now, I've done a video about this before or a podcast episode about this before, but I always want to re-hit on different topics. And this is a topic that I feel like most people sometimes forget about, the foods or the items you need to avoid as a person with any type of GI issue, or if you're trying to get your gut health back to restoring and back to fully healthy. You definitely want to avoid these foods. Now, I'm going to go through the list. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3 real quick, and then we'll break down to 1, 2, 3 why I recommend you avoid these foods. Now, all of these, again, are going to be real common. You probably already know 1 or 2 of these, but sometimes you may not know all of these. So the first one that I always talk to patients about, because this is one that people really do not know, is fried food. And again, we will talk about that in just a second, why fried food, but really that should be one of your biggest ones you are avoiding. The second one is sugar. Now, this can also lie under sugar and alcohol, because alcohol, technically, if you want to break it down scientifically, really does break down the sugar as well, especially like your wines and things like that. But we will talk more about sugar. And then the third one, and again, we'll kind of go in reverse order on this, is your highly processed foods. Now, this is a massive list of things. So let's start with that one, because a lot of times people don't realize that highly processed food has so many preservatives added to it. If you think about some of the bread that sits on the grocery shelf, it can sit there for months on end and not pick up any mold or break down. And think about that if it goes into your system. Something like that that really has a hard time breaking down just in natural form or just sitting there in the open space, that itself should be a red flag for what that can do to your gut health. Because if you break that food down in your stomach, or first break it down your mouth and then digest it into your stomach, you're breaking all those things apart, and you're definitely breaking apart the preservatives in that food. That obviously has to go somewhere, and therefore, again, that will go into your gut lining, that can get absorbed into your bloodstream. This will cause inflammation. Now, again, there are more scientifically facts about this, but this is kind of the general gist of why highly processed food is something you want to avoid, because when you increase your inflammation, this is going to cause all sorts of issues. Now, this can lead to ulcers such as like ulcerative colitis. This can lead to like Crohn's or any other things like RA, just inflammation in general and your joints. And therefore, again, you're going to see a huge difference in your overall health. Now, backing up a little bit, we'd mentioned how the preservatives also can affect the gut health. This can also destroy the good bacteria in your digestive tract. Now, you want your good bacteria, because they're the guys, they're on your side to, again, get the nutrients you need from your food and send it where it should be sent to. Because if you have bad bacteria, they're going to wreak havoc. You're going to feel bloated, gassiness, diarrhea, blood in your stools, things along those lines. So if you are ever doing anything to try to improve your gut, you always want to give food that's going to be good for your gut health, especially your good bacteria and things that knock out the bad bacteria. But that is not always the case. But ultra processed food, this is one of those that, again, you want to avoid. And I highly recommend when you go grocery shopping, shop on the perimeters. Do not shop on the inside unless you really have to. And granted, there are some good things in the middle of the store, but typically anything that's packaged in the box has some type of cartoon character on it. You want to avoid those because there's so much process that's going into that. On top of that, they also typically have a lot of sugar, which is the second topic. Sugar itself, again, is going to cause a lot of inflammation into your system. This is, again, something you want to avoid as much as possible. If you're thinking about all the things that actually have sugar, you'd be really surprised. Looking at just a container of yogurt, like a Yoplait, there's almost as much sugar in Yoplait as there is in a soda. Just think about that. You're thinking you're having something healthy, yet it's bombarded with so much sugar. And typically, we go over our sugar limit within our first meal and breakfast because most people, they're having a bowl of cereal or they're eating something that is highly sugared, especially if they're putting creamer in their coffee. And I granted, I understand I'm guilty of this as well. But typically, you're always getting sugar in all these different things. And as the day goes on, you're just adding so much more. And this has been shown to negatively impact your gut microbiota. And we've talked about this earlier, that again, if you're trying to get a better health, better gut health, you want to feed your good guys in your bacteria or in your stomach and your gut, and making sure the good bacteria are getting the right supplements and resources to stay healthy. And sugar itself will not do that. And it'll also be detrimental to your immune system, your dental health, and your gut health. So again, you're getting hit in multiple areas in your overall health. So try to avoid sugar as much as possible. Granted, I understand this sometimes can be a little more difficult because, like I said, so many things have so much sugar in them nowadays that's very, very difficult to avoid it all the time. And the third one, which this one, again, I had mentioned the first, and a lot of people don't realize, is your deep fried food. Because what you're getting with your deep fried food, you're having a lot of oils that have been cooking over and over and over and over. That eventually will make that oil almost rancid, and also you'll get trans fats from that. And if you don't recall, there is a whole plethora of research on how bad trans fat can be for you. And therefore, just by that, you should not be eating deep fried food. And granted, I understand, it tastes delicious. Deep fried food makes anything taste good. But again, if you're looking to overall have better health, gut health, this is something that you need to cut out. Because typically, most of the time, we're eating something deep fried as well, it's not something that's going to be good for your gut health, whether that's mozzarella sticks, chicken nuggets, things along those lines. I've seen corn dogs, stuff like that. You're eating food that's already highly processed. So again, we're already checking that box. Most likely there's some type of sugar added to it, so we're checking that box. And then on top of that, it's being deep fried. So really, you're hitting all three things off of one type of food. So therefore, highly recommend you avoid those. If you do deep fry, and I'm air quoting here, but you obviously can't see me, try to use an air fryer. That is going to be your better option to get that deep fry type taste and flavor, because you're not really using the oils that are going to be reused over and over again. You may spray it with some coconut oil or something else that has a high resistant heat level, and that'll actually be better for you. But typically, if you're going to, say, a restaurant, you're going to a carnival or a fair, they're not using any high quality oils. They're using the cheapest they can find and just throwing in there. And like I said, it's cooking all day long and you're just dipping constant food over and over. And like I said, when you eat that, that's going to go into your system. Your body has to do something with it. Going to go in your bloodstream, increase your inflammation, increase so many other issues that you're going to start seeing. And yeah, it may taste good off the bat, but typically people that do eat that, they will notice their guts start hurting a couple hours later or the next day, and when you're like, oh, I probably shouldn't eat that. And you'd be right. You shouldn't have eaten that. So this is an episode to let you know on three foods that you should be avoiding at all times. Now, granted, there are other items that you should avoid as well, but these are three ones that I always tell patients you should avoid. If not all the time, but again, there's some times where maybe that's all you can eat. But for the most part, if you're trying to have a healthy gut, you want to avoid these foods. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's a little bit different from our last two episodes, but still, this is always a topic I like to talk about each and every year, because when people are looking at improving their overall health, getting back to their healthy ways because of the new year, they sometimes forget foods that they should be avoiding. They look at all the foods that they should be eating, and then sometimes they kind of fall off the wagon and eat some of these other foods, and that does happen. But at least you know why you shouldn't be eating those foods. And therefore, again, hopefully you can keep up your goals for 2024 by not eating these foods and keeping a healthy life. And I always want to help patients out. So therefore, this episode is for anyone trying to get their gut health back to where it should be. So that's all for you today in this episode. If you did enjoy it, make sure to like this. Send to anyone you think will enjoy it. I greatly appreciate that. And I will see you in our next video. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If, again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.